I seem to have been doing really well in the cheapo bins at JB Hi-Fi. Mm-hmm. I found the first two seasons have justified their two for $30 mm-hmm. price. And Justified is a Western, basically. It's about
a modern Western?
It's a modern Western. It's about a Marshal, the US Marshal Service. And the opening sequence, we see him sit down and have a chat to a nice fellow who's given 24 hours to get out of town. Says, you've got 10 seconds left, and draws for a gun and he shoots him dead.
Okay.
So this is a marshal who means what he says. I realised fairly quickly once I saw the credits for the opening sequence why it was so good. It's based on a short story written by Elmore Leonard. Mm-hmm. And Leonard, of course, is very well known. He started writing westerns in the 40s, 50s, and then went on to write some great crime stories. And you've probably seen some of the movies based on the stories, Get Shorty, which was a 1990s novel that was made in a 1995 movie of the same name. Jackie Brown was based on his book Rum Punch. And in 1998 there was the Out of Sight, the comedy. Mm. And they're all lots of fun. And they're characterised by very good, snappy dialogue. He loved the work the writers did on Justified. He thought they maintain the character very nicely, so much so he actually wrote another novel about the lead character Raylan Givens in 2012, which is a year before he died. Raylan Givens is played by Tim Oliphant, who played the sheriff in Deadwood.
He did.
In an earlier era.
Very well, the incredibly angry, possibly homicidal sheriff in Deadwood.
And there's another film based on an Elmore Leonard novel, The Switch, which is due to come out sometime this year. I think it's supposed to be premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival. But Justified is based on a short story, Fire in the Hole. It started screening in 2010. I think it'll be up to season 4 or 5 next year.
So much for terrestrial TV here, which started advertising it last year and it hasn't shown up yet.
And our hero is transferred from Miami, where he shot this person, back to Kentucky, where he first came from and didn't particularly want to return there. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he runs into some of his childhood friends who are now crooks and criminals and...
Shoots them all?
Well, not quite, although there are a lot of people being shot dead in the series.
So obviously they didn't throw him in jail in Miami.
It's traditional justice. Everyone's packing a gun.
Yeah.
And they're not scared of using it.
Okay.
But the dialogue is very sharp and very witty. One of the villains discovers Jesus, so every time the two meet, the question is whether this villain's church is actually a front for nefarious means or not. Mm-hmm. But they're boyhood friends. And the fellow discovered Jesus thanks the sheriff for bringing him to the Lord, seeing the error of his ways and tries to convert crooks inside them. There's something just a little too dodgy about the whole deal. He runs across a childhood sweetheart who had a crush on him, and the reason he runs across her is she managed to shoot her husband dead. She got sick of being a beaten wife.
Right.
So there are various complications that go on, but through it all, there seems to be an interesting story told around this character. The writers say he's an angry man.
Hmm.
Elmore Leonard didn't believe this when he heard the description. He said, no, he just likes to shoot people. He quite enjoys shooting people. So if you look for the tough Western with the strong, silent type and
interesting little comparison with Longmire, which is another modern Western at the moment. Less shooting, though.
Yeah.
Australian star.
Australian star, yes.
Well, this one's excellent. Worth catching.